You know, Julie Adams is an actress who's made more than 50 films and appeared in numerous TV series, probably best remembered for her role in the 3D thriller cult classic Creature from the Black Lagoon. Most recently had a recurring role on the popular TV series Murder, She Wrote, and recently published her autobiography, The Lucky Southern Star, Reflections from the Black Lagoon. First off, let me welcome screen icon Julie Adams. Julie, thanks so much for making the time this afternoon.
Well, it's my pleasure. I'm looking forward to talking with you.
And as your book takes us on this ride, you really have a comforting way, along with Mitch Denton, again, in the book, to take us on this ride. It's like we were there with you, and you embrace the reader. How did you figure out taking this format and approach to when you wrote your book?
It seemed the natural way to do it, because I'm not a fiction writer. I'm not, you know, a professional writer. So I thought it was just best to tell my story from my point of view and tell the stories.
That's very simple. Let's take us back to Arkansas in the early days of Julie Adams, who was, you know, at the age of 15. Wasn't it easy growing up, you know, in the early years of Julie Adams?
Well, no, it wasn't too easy. I was Betty Mae Adams then, and my father was a cotton buyer. So I think he earned about $200 a month, which was, a nice living, an average living for a family in those times, and but it was not a very happy marriage between them, so it was a little difficult, and I was okay. I was kind of a smart kid in school, and I fell in love with drama right away. I think I was in a play in the third grade, and somebody forgot their lines, and I ad-libbed and saved the day and felt a flush of power, and I thought, this is great.
So that was what made you feel, when you felt the audience cheer and applause, was that sort of how the bug got seeped into your system?
Yes, the bug bit me that day.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
So now, and a few years later on, what made you decide later on to migrate and going over to California to try and make it in Hollywood?
Well, it was a strange sort of coincidence. My father's first wife, they were divorced, but she had always loved him. And she got in touch with me because she heard that I was interested in acting. And she got in touch with me and said, if you ever want to come to California, I will help you. She ran a bathing suit shop in Long Beach, and she outfitted girls for bathing suit contests, and so consequently she had a slight touch with talent scouts at the studios. So that was my big entree to California.
With me on the line is screen icon Julie Adams, her recently published her autobiography, The Lucky Southern Star, Reflections from the Black Lagoon. And as you said, you've got a massive body of work. We're talking about from TV and through large and the small screen, but people gravitate again toward the Black Lagoon. I'm sure you've been asked this so many times, Julie, when making the Black Lagoon, Creature from the Black Lagoon, did you really think this would live on, reach this cult status?
Absolutely not. I thought, oh, well, and they assigned me this movie at Universal. I was under contract. And I thought, Creature from the what? Oh, my goodness. And I thought, oh, well, what the hey, it might be fun. And actually it was. We had a good time making it. It was a wonderful cast, a good director. And, you know, I sort of laughed a lot. I thought, well, it'll go out and it'll disappear. And if anybody had told me we'd still be talking about this movie all these years later, I'd have said, are you out of your mind?
No,
so there we are. Who knows?
But the some classic scenes, you know, Rico Browning from Ben Chapman, who you dedicate the book to. Ben played the creature on land and Rico in the underwater scenes. You developed these beautiful relationships with your crew and your actors, fellow actors.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They were all so wonderful. Ben was a great friend of mine, and Riku, he was just amazing in the water and a great friend too. And I've worked with Riku in some of the shows where we go and sign autographs and so on. Of course, Ben didn't live that very long, you know, but they were both very, very good friends. And Jack Arnold was an excellent director. He somehow made it feel easy. He made he had a kind of a casual way, but yet he got everything right. And so it was a great pleasure to make that movie.
And you're right, all the stars were aligned with Jack Arnold. You mentioned this in the book, too, the water ballet scene with you and the creature. Just to me, that's the one that I just always, it's just still ingrained in my cranium. I can never get over that. Wonderful. It's beautiful.
I, too, love it. I really do love it. It's a beautiful, beautiful scene and beautifully executed by our, I know our underwater cameraman.
Scotty Wellborn.
Scotty
Wellborn pioneered all the underwater cameras for that movie, and he was an amazing underwater guy, as well as Riku. And Ginger Stanley was the double for some of the underwater shots as well. And it's also inspired filmmakers to this day, including if you watch the opening of Jaws, you may see a few shots that are reminiscent.
You're right, Mitch. It's right, exactly. Twilight are the contract years in the Hollywood system. What was that like, being a contract player?
Well, for me, who had started off in quickie westerns, 6-day westerns, drove to location and shot fast and so on and so forth. I mean, to get a contract and have a home base so that I knew everybody in wardrobe and makeup and so on, and it was lovely. They just assigned you to your next movie. So that was the movie, and okay, you got outfitted, and you did the movie. And sometimes it was on location, as Bend of the River was, went to Oregon and so on, but often it was right on the lot at Universal. So it became my second home, really.
But and the longevity, too, about your career with the Murder, She Wrote. Can you talk about that experience with working with Angela, the one legendary Angela Lansbury?
Well, that was one of the great treats of my career, really, because Angela, she's such a wonderful actress, a wonderful comedian, and it was a great treat. It's like, I don't know, it's just on such a high level that it brings one's work up, you know, to her level, and it was exciting and it was fun. I was really kind of a comedy character. And we had a delicious time, really. I loved it, every minute of it. She's a wonderful person and, of course, a great actress.
Going back to the creature, making that bathing suit, it was tailor-made, correct? It was tailor-made for you?
It was indeed. It's the only time in my life I had a custom-made bathing suit.
But it fit you divinely, Julie. I'm sure. Again, with me on the line is Julie Adams. In our final few seconds, I know your schedule is busy because you're going to be doing a book signing a little bit later on in the week. The Lucky Southern Star, Reflections from the Black Lagoon. And this list of questions that were given to us, but I was going to ask this anyway. With the seriously impressive body of work, if we had to list every segment and show, movie, we'd have to develop a new Julie Adams radio or TV channel.
Oh, dear.
And I mean,
that might be a little drastic.
But we could. But some of your favorite film actors to work with, can you list that, Julie?
Well, I would have to say James Stewart. I learned so much by working with him. I remember one day when they were shooting, doing a scene in the Western, and I was in the back of a covered wagon, and he was just standing there, and we were just talking quietly at around sunset time. And they did turn around to do his close-up, and I looked at him, watched. I was acting with him, of course, but I thought, how does he do that? He's not doing anything, and yet everything is there. It was a great lesson in film acting to work with James Stewart.
Elvis, the king. What was that what was that experience like, Julie?
Elvis was a very charming... I'm from the South. I grew up in the South. And Elvis, to me, was like a young Southern gentleman. He had that lovely courtesy. He was always very polite, very gentlemanly, and I enjoyed working with him very, very much. He was delightful and very very accommodating, very easy, and I just liked him very, very much.
And again, we were treated to you, Julie, with your work, your body of work. And we're finally thankful that you did put your story down on paper. I was talking with some of our associates, and they said, didn't she write a biography a few years back? And what was the impetus to get your life story on book? What was the final, what made you decide finally this year?
let me go on that, Steve. Basically, we were at the Egyptian Theater running a film called Six Bridges to Cross with Tony Curtis and Sal Mineo. During the intermission, a fan came up and requested a memoir after having a Creature poster signed. And I drove home that night and thought, wow, we have to write this book, and I think people have been clamoring for it probably since the 80s. And, you know, by golly, we just finally sat down and, you know, got Mom's amazing story on paper. And it's just, it's available exclusively at www.julieadams.biz. That's the 90% of the books are sold through the website, and we do the occasional book signing here in L.A., hoping to get out of L.A. maybe next year. But it's been such a rush just to get the book done. We had it for Halloween at the Egyptian Theater again on October 27th. We ran Creature in 3D and sold a bunch of books and met a bunch of fans for Mom. And it was a great kickoff, and now people are actually reading it and enjoying it. And now the word of mouth is spreading through yourself and many other people who have read it as well. So it's really fabulous that people are loving her story and the way she writes.
I really do. I love the way you take us on the ride. I really do. And the number one, too, the pictures that you share, too, with the reader.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I couldn't have done it without Mitch. Mitch was really the impetus that pushed me to it. I don't know that I would have done it on my own. But
I kept saying, there's a great story here, Mom. We just got to get it down. And the hardest thing in the world is to write about yourself, as other people who have written memoirs or autobiographies find. There's many traps and pitfalls, and we really wanted to be, you know, present that woman that people love on the screen and then add another intimate detail.
The last thing, what do you want for the viewer, for the reader out there, Julie, from taking from your book? Because you inspire also younger individuals who see this. Look what you did earlier on your career.
I think that maybe the story is that if you have a dream of what you wish to be or what you wish to do, have a shot at it, you know? Try. Do your best. Don't just smother it down and do something too ordinary. If you have a dream, give it a try. The worst that happens, it doesn't work out. But at least you'll know you tried.
Screen icon Julie Adams along with Mitchell Denton. The book is The Lucky Southern Star, Reflections from the Black Lagoon. Has been a treat, pleasure. And we hopefully, when you're in the area, we'll have to have you in studio.
Thank you so much. I'd look forward to that.
Thanks, Steve.